Lecture 28, Civil War.
The subject of this lecture is the Civil War, the Russian Civil War of 1918 to 1920. In many ways, this period was a very decisive one for the fate of this new Soviet order, not only in that this was really the moment when communist rule was truly secured, but in many ways these years shaped and to some degrees also revealed the nature of communist rule. It was also as contradictory a time as any we've encountered in Russian history, a period full of fantastic dreams of transformation, practical efforts to create a new and better society, and even open utopianism, but also a time of the most horrific cruelty and brutality. Our starting point has to be the war itself, the question of how the Bolsheviks, now calling themselves communists, could possibly have won this battle. The extent of opposition to the Bolsheviks was enormous. The best known opposition were the so-called White Armies, which began to form in the early part of 1918, organized and led mostly by former Tsarist military officers, all, of course, from upper-class background, together with Cossacks and their leaders. There were three main armies. The first was the Volunteer Army, so-called Volunteer, but in fact, after the middle of 1918, when not enough people signed up, they created a draft. This so-called Volunteer Army, it kept its name anyway, was based in the south, the southern parts of Russia, and led at its height after a series of leadership changes by a general named Anton Denikin. In Siberia, another major army formed. This one led by an admiral from the Tsarist Navy named Alexander Kolchak, though he had to learn how to lead a land army. This was formed in November of 1918. And meanwhile, in the northwest, based largely in Estonia, another army formed, led by another general named Nikolai Yudinich. And there were also a number of smaller armies formed in other areas of the country. And the early successes of these movements was, in fact, quite impressive. Predictions of Bolshevik demise seemed very plausible. By the fall of 1919, white victory really seemed likely to come soon. Denikin's army was moving toward Tula, which was less than 200 miles southwest of Moscow. Yudinich's army had reached the outskirts of Petrograd, though at this point the capital had been moved to Moscow precisely to keep it out of the hands of these moving armies. And Kolchak was nearing Kazan. He had crossed Siberia and crossed the Urals and had reached the major Volga city in central European Russia, Kazan. All sides of the White Army were closing in on Soviet power. Making matters even worse from the point of view of the Bolsheviks, the Whites were not the only forces arrayed against communist power. They also faced organized opposition from a whole variety of parties on the political left. Right-wing socialist revolutionaries, some Mensheviks, and liberal cadets all set up a variety of anti-communist governments in various cities in the late spring, and to some degree had a good deal of popular support in those cities. And indeed, these governments tended to at least loosely ally themselves with the White Armies. They had one common cause, overthrowing the Bolsheviks. In fact, even Bolsheviks' one-time allies, the left wing of the Socialist Revolutionary Party, in the spring of 1918, abandoned support of the Bolsheviks, saw them as too authoritarian, not moving in the right direction in terms of responding to people's desires, and took up arms against the Bolsheviks and launched an attempted uprising. There were also anti-communist governments, though not necessarily pro-white governments, in the south and the southeast of Russia, established by local Cossacks.